Welcome to BizHaps, where entrepreneurs tell quick hit bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. My name is Anna Gonzalez, and I'm your host. BizHaps is brought to you by Conversational Funnels, the new way to close deals in 2025 that does not rely on any of the old traditional methods anyone hates. We use this method to book 121 qualified sales calls in 10 days without any ad spend, outreach, or endless social posting. Download the free blueprint by step-by-step that should Download the free step-by-step blueprint that shows exactly how we did it at conversationalfunnels.com. That's conversationalfunnels.com. Today's guest is Felicity Harley. Felicity is a science fiction writer interested in technology and science of the future. She's going to share a BizHap about that time when she realized that artificial intelligence is going to solve very important problems in humanity. So, Felicity, welcome to the show. Let's get
Thank
into
you
your
so
story.
much. Thank you so much. I know a lot of people are a little bit afraid of artificial intelligence, but particularly what we call super artificial intelligence and the kind that Sam Altman and his colleagues are developing currently. I did not buy into the whole theory that I thought it could be dangerous, although I do believe it could perhaps be dangerous. So I'm going to tell a little story about how I recently saw a colleague of mine, Gary Nolan, talking about artificial intelligence. Gary's a researcher in the Stanford lab, our cancer research, and he uses artificial intelligence to solve a lot of problems around his cancer research. And I was intrigued to hear him say that he always looked at anomalies. These are the things that stand out among data. As you collect your data, there may be something that's a bit offline. And either your machine's made a mistake, or perhaps it's an indication that you need to follow that data much more carefully, and it will help you solve problems. Since I'm a science fiction writer and I'm very interested in climate change, it has recently occurred to me, and that is a sort of light bulb moment you call maybe, that perhaps artificial intelligence will help us come up with a solution to climate change. And perhaps artificial intelligence will help us to come up with a solution to our political problems, which are extreme right now. We have a system that really doesn't work. We're in late stage capitalism, all of the things that I touch on in my book. And how do we, as sort of primates, use a system that has gone beyond our emotional capabilities and our intellectual capabilities to solve, not just the problems of business, which I'm sure people listening to this show will be using it around data, and also in your business yourself, you're using a form of not perhaps artificial intelligence, but of advanced technology. So how will we use this to solve society's problems? Well, we will use it to perhaps come up with a solution that is satisfactory and stop us all from wiping ourselves out. Perhaps we will come up with a solution that's a very good political system. Perhaps artificial intelligence will run our world. Who knows? As science fiction writers, these are all issues that we do talk about. But I was recently reading a science fiction story that amused me, where artificial intelligence came to Earth and communicated with our artificial intelligence and decided that actually we weren't worth saving, and literally wiped us out. So that is the extreme version of artificial intelligence. A wonderful short story. I feel rather bad because I don't always recall the names of these short stories, but it's quite a famous one. And it's one that Lou Elizondo, who wrote the book Imminent, and it is a very famous book. It's about AI, but it's also about UFOs and UAPs, who sort of said, if you want to know what's going to happen to our world, read this short story. And since he was in very high up in US intelligence, it was a little bit nerve-wracking to think that he decided that this was what was going to happen. So I am intrigued with it. I do think it'll help businesses hugely. I look at the whole gamut of from helpful to crazy to so super intelligent it's going to wipe us out. But I do think it has great potential, and I love researching it as a science fiction writer. And I do write hard science fiction. I've written a 5-book series, and I look at a lot of different advanced technologies and sciences, because that's what we're supposed to do. And then as a novelist, you flesh it out and you think, well, what could happen, and how can we use that in a story with a plot and lots of interesting characters who fall in love and, betray each other, but also use very, very high tech in their lives that is futuristic. I hope that's answered your question.
Yes, actually, well, I don't think that AI is going to wipe us out. I find very interesting your what you said about AI from other worlds coming in communicating with our AI. I find it very interesting, and I also think that yes, AI will be able to help us solve very important problems with climate change and economics and politics. But also it needs to come from the human being with because AI has a very great way to recognize patterns and to brainstorm, but it won't it doesn't have yet the creativity that the human being has. So
Yes. No, I
yeah.
agree with you. I think that's what makes us such a special species, is we are, it's our creativity. We're extraordinarily creative, and as yet, AI really hasn't shown that it has that creativity. I don't know what's going to be produced in the future, but what I hope is that it becomes a partner to humanity, because I think with our creativity and AI's ability to sift through so much data that we just can't manage it. It will help us to construct a much better society than we have now, and to deal with the huge gap between the rich and the poor, with poverty, with the need to produce food, enough food for us all, because we're 8 billion on the planet, and all those kinds of things that are really just so really critical. Yeah, that's my hope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The beauty of it is that we as humans have the choice of how to use AI for
Yes.
the good or for the bad or for just playing games and not being productive at all.
Yes, we do. I think we absolutely do. And we I think we hope that if there are other non-human intelligences, which I truly believe there are, if we're in a universe that's billions and billions of years old, they're bound to be people who've exceeded us from a technological point of view, but they're bound to be all kinds of interesting, amazing things that we can't even imagine yet. And that's why I like this genre, and that's why I'm very interested in it. And as your business evolves, I'm sure you'll use a lot more AI, and I'm sure the businesses who are listening will eventually, really figure out ways that it can be used within the context of their business environments, and also all the other wonderful science and technology that not enough people know about. I mean, physics, what's happening in quantum physics is wonderful right now. What's happening in genetics? What's happening in bioengineering? All the stuff that I read about. And, hopefully the businesses that are listening, who may be very, very diverse, will be informing themselves on all this cutting-edge technology and science.
Well, this was awesome. Thank you so much, Felicity. So, who do you serve and how can those people find you? Tell me about your books.
Oh yes, my books. They can find the first book on Amazon. It's called The Burning Years, under my name, Felicity Harley. The next book will come out in March. It's called Homo Deus, and it's about a genetically engineered ex-god who finds a source of energy in the pyramids, scalar energy and zero point. So I'm very interested in this kind of energy. And then it goes on over 3 more books. It's 5 books. That'll come out over the next 2 or 3 years, published by a UK indie publisher. but will always be found on Amazon. So the first one, The Burning Years, is about climate change and bioengineering. And then the next one is about zero point energy, anti-gravitational stuff. So yeah, please do read the first book and look forward to the second book that's coming out in March.
Awesome. Well, that's it for today. Thanks so much to our guest, Felicity Harley, for coming in and sharing her story about that time when she realized that artificial intelligence is going to solve important problems in humanity. You can learn more about what she does by going to Amazon and buying her books. Look for her, Felicity Harley. If you've got a mishap of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to mishaps.com to apply. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One mishap a day keeps the burnout away. And one more time, if you want to learn about the new way we're booking dozens of qualified calls per week with no ad spend, download the blueprint at conversationalfunnels.com. See you next time.